love it. I love that drum roll. I really do. I really do. Not only that, I went to the gas station today to get gas, and they was playing Boogie Nights. I'm pumping gas, and I'm dancing. This lady looks at me. She's like, oh, that was the 70s. Well, I said, yeah, girl, you... Just kind of lost it for a moment, but I needed that. Yes. Oh, that was so needed just to be free to move and, you know, mm-hmm. all that's going on in the world today and just being burdened, you know, for other people and stuff. But welcome to A Voice of a People, live here today with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to be a part of this conversation today, please call 740-383-9944. And don't be too shy to call in if you have questions. We are doing Singles Choosing God's Best. My guest today is Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones. But before we do that, let me give you the thought for today. Smile and say hello. And let's see what that has to say. Smile and say hello. Boy, we're just living in that day that sometimes we don't even want to smile. Is that true?
That's true.
So burdened down with the cares of this world. Jesus, help us, Lord, help. I want to give a shout out to the Kathy McGarry's family today. She lost her great-grandson, which is 7 years old. Asking those of you who are listening to pray for the family, lift them up. Okay, these are good thoughts for a healthy heart. And it's titled, Smile and Say Hello. In life, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. All right, that's a good omen, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, this show is also supported by Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialists, located at 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. We have Logos Christian Ministries, supported by Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street. And we also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company in LaRue, Ohio. Those are faithful supporters, and we thank you for your support. Those of you who are listening, we thank you for your support. And if it's your first time, thank you. Hope it won't be your last time. Now, my attention to my guest, Kimba. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Also, give me your title and what you do.
I am a safe attendance specialist, which is a fancy word for an attendance officer. I work for an online school. So, I'm a social worker, basically.
Oh, okay. 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 How are you today, Tim?
I'm doing well.
Introduce yourself to the audience.
Tim Jones, just all-around entrepreneur.
And life coach.
Life coach, consultant.
Designer.
Designer.
Let's keep going.
Just wear many hats.
Yes, he does.
Many as I can. Stay busy.
And a regular guest
regular
on
guest.
My show. And Kimba,
yes.
too, lately. She's been a regular guest, too. Well, now, those of you who have been waiting for this couple to come on. Now, they're not really an actual couple, but they are a couple as far as singles choosing God's best. And they were also a part of the singles ministry at the Gathering Place. And we had that Kimba hosted. And people along with her in the church hosted the singles
conference.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. And it was very well attended, and it was a good thing. It really was a good thing. So I've been asked by many people, oh, I like those two people, and they will be talking about connection. Okay. How do I know I got a connection when I get the connection? Where do I go from there? Who wants to go first?
How do you know when you have a connection? I mean, you just know. It's like a feeling. Things like commonality can be a connection. You know, your chemistry, how you guys vibe. It's easy. It doesn't have to be, like, you know you have a connection when it flows. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not disruptive. It's not awkward. It just flows. Feels good.
I agree.
You agree, mm-hmm. Kimba?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it flows that day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to be consistent. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Like, you got to be consistent. I mean, most of the time we do get into, I like to call it the puppy love, the exciting stage. Ooh, I love everything about you. Butterflies, rainbows, sunshine, you know what I mean? But it has to be, like, consistent, because sometimes you could run out of things to say, or I don't know. It's just, you'll know, because it's ongoing. Like the power don't stop. You know, you got a connection. It flows back and forth. It just... That doesn't necessarily stop. I mean, excitement is a different thing. I can be excited. We can find a million things to talk about
right.
at first, but then that just kind of, when the excitement wears off, it's like that roller coaster. You know, you yes. ride it once. It's a thrill. It's great. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Ride it again right after that. And maybe a third time, you're like, yo, this is boring. You don't have that same thrill. You know, did you really make a connection? No, it's a thrill. It's a thrill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, it's a thrill.
It'll be cool. A thrill and mm-hmm. not yeah. really a connection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's over, it's over. It's like, oh, we mm-hmm. tried it.
Wow, you inflated a lot of people.
There's different levels, I think, you know, depending on where you're at in the relationship. But you want to start off with some type of connection and not try to make it work, is what I hear Tim saying. And I mm-hmm. totally agree. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times we try to make it work because we're driven by age or desperation, although we don't always admit that, or we're driven by pressure, or, you know, we're in a really big time to be driven because it's the holidays. So it's being honest with yourself is if you have a connection with this person. And the connection will continue to grow as the mask your mask come off and yes. that person's mask comes off. So it is a level of connection as you go on the journey of dating together.
Good. That sounds good. That sounds good. Because that's very important. It's very important because, like you said, you don't want to keep it going and just realize it was a thrill. That's mm-hmm. like, wow, are you kidding me? But hey, if that's what it was, that's what it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't a connection. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions? Don't forget, call in 740-383-9944. And I think Tim is Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. My page is Tim Jones, or you can reach it, Tim Jones Level Up. So.
And you can send questions on that.
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll... You used to have anything yet, Tim?
Nah, just people popping in and out.
Okay. So I have a connection. I realize that I have one. I realize that I didn't have one. So, how do we start sharing things about one another?
Oh, I mean...
Because, you don't want to share too fast, right?
Yeah, I think that it all starts with that introduction. I think you build from there. Lucas, I got to give credit to him. Like, he has certain, he won't talk about something until, like, the third date, like,
yep.
personal things and, like, just having that game plan. I thought that was brilliant.
Yes.
Something
yeah, it
I never
was.
Necessarily, you know, thought about in that retrospect. But, yeah, just, like you said, the first time, you know, just trying to figure each other out, not necessarily asking
nothing
too personal, just having
yeah.
fun, just seeing where the conversation goes, you know. But it starts with that introduction first.
I think that's more light and airy. I think at the conference it was, we don't even know if there was any hookups at the conference or anything that we had,
no.
But it was like a testy time, I thought, you know, and like we were just right on the line. If anybody was interested, it was kind of like, I don't know, you know, because I'm on this level and I know I got to speak and do this. And I'm trying to keep my mind focused and things like that. But
I mean, it was purposeful to
yes.
have the breaks.
Yes, it was.
And to have the time for icebreakers So it was purposeful that people could connect and try to, not try to, but relate to each other. And I think one of the goals we talked about on that we talk about as a committee, too, is a safe space for people. And that's what we wanted at the Singles Conference.
Right.
And
right.
I think, you know, dating is a time to gather information. You know, we've talked about this before. So you want to observe that person. You want to gather information. And I've heard people say this, and I don't, Tim can give me some insight, but I'm always confused when people say they dated for however long, year, 2 years. But then when I got married, I saw this and that and the other. And it's like,
what was you looking for?
Were you not asking the right questions? Because then that's also why people say, well, that's why we have to live together. But if you're asking the right questions and you're building a right foundation, there shouldn't be some shock factor that happens. I mean, yeah, it might be the toilet paper or the toothpaste or, you know, some things like that. But you shouldn't be shocked by the character of the person if you have laid the right foundation when you're dating. I don't know. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes we can put on blinders for certain things. Like you may see something like, and put it in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just kind of put it away, and then it kind of keep reoccurring. It's not that you miss it. You just kept putting it away.
Didn't address it. Ignoring it.
Yeah, you didn't address it when it happened the first time or the second time or whatever it may be. And then when you got married, it's not like it was a big shocker. You know that person. You know, it's just now all the masks and stuff come off, all mm-hmm. the oohs and ahs. You're not into the puppy love no more. Mm-hmm. And we can have a real talk.
Right.
You know, and then at that time, the whole time when y'all was dating, it could have been, that person could have been working at, you know, say changing.
Correcting, yeah.
You know, adjusting right. to that as well as yourself. But, you know, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's too late, but it just got all the way to that point where now it's an issue.
Yeah,
but
now it's bothering
been addressed. You. It should have been addressed earlier on,
right?
My opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, well, we live together. Well, that's still not going to make that person change. No. And if we get married, it's not going to make that person change, especially if it's annoying you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, could I ask, well, why do you comb your hair like that? Or, you know, why do you have this tick or twitch or something that's annoying me? Why? How do you address that with another person? Or even while you're dating, and they really say something to you or do something to you that you really don't like, but you might like other things about the person, right? Mm-hmm. So is that a deal breaker?
Right.
Because it just depends upon the person. Like, a person know how much he or she can take and how much they're willing to take.
Right.
It's just you have to have that conversation. You have to be honest, especially if that's a person that you're saying, hey, I want to share my life with you the rest of my life. Because the goal is marriage, right? And hopefully it's till death do us part, you know, like the vows say. Sometimes it's not it. But you do have to address it. And you can set it up in a way to where it's not so negative, not so condescending or whatever it may be. You can just ask a simple question. Hey, why do you do that? I'm curious as to why.
Right.
Why you do that or whatever. And then come with, like empathy. Like, I think we all can relate. You know, okay, just try to come from a place of understanding.
Yes.
Or whatever it may be. And then either accept it or try to change. I mean, you can't change that person. I mean, if it comes down to acceptance,
that's
just...
They
might want to change it.
Yeah.
Or you can change your perspective on it.
True.
Yeah.
Now, that's something.
Yeah, change your attitude about it.
Once you ask the right questions.
Right.
You can change your perspective on it.
Okay. Whether I can live with it or not.
Absolutely.
And that would be the perspective, right? Whether I can live with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I turn my head every time I see it happening?
Oh, that bothers me. Dude.
Yeah. Vice versa, you know. Because there can be things like that. And I, like you said, people do get married. They'll live together for years and then get married and get divorced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, wow. Wait. Mm-hmm. It happens.
It does happen.
It happens, people. It happens.
I think Tim said something very key, like you have to have purposeful dating. And so one of the books I read for the show was Relationship Goals by Michael Todd. And he said, you know, review that you have the same goals and you're on the same page. And it starts with the three-stranded cord, which is one, me, plus one, you, plus God. So if you have that foundation and you're building upon it, so whatever it is that is annoying you, you should take that to God and say, do you think this is a deal breaker? Because in marriage, you know that we have to pray for our spouse. And a lot of times when you pray for your spouse, God changes you. So you need to practice that when you're dating. So I thought that was a really good point that he made, is that you guys are on the same same foundation when it comes to that, like being a whole person. And then something else he said was, which I thought was, we've talked about this before, but the tension is, and we'll let Tim be the expert, but the tension is, what time does it take to build, right? So is it going to be a year? Is it going to be 2 years? Like, what's the time? Because a lot of times we jump in front of God and we have an Ishmael instead of an Isaac.
Right.
And Michael Todd talked about that. Like, you have to build the way God wants you build in his timing, so you don't end up with an Ishmael.
Wow.
Because we know what happens when you have the Ishmael.
Right.
Somebody get kicked out the house.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
So I thought that was a really good point. So that's part of building the foundation. You know, how are you going to build it according to God's word, according to the right timing, and that you're not jumping in front of God and making things an issue that are not an issue, or ignoring things that are an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I always recommend to people are the 100 questions. Okay. So it's actually 100 questions that you can ask each other. And again, you don't want to ask all 100 on the third date, but like, they have different subject matters. One is sex, love, and romance. One is the past. One is trust. One is the future. One is about children. And number 6 is about annoyances.
Really?
7 is about communication. 8 is about finances. And 9 is just like a catch-all. So for example, for the future, it says, how are we different? Could this be a source of conflict? Do our differences complement each other?
Right.
So, I mean, that's just a good conversation starter.
It is.
I have a girlfriend who, she bought a deck of cards, and I didn't look this up, but she got them on Amazon, that are questions you could ask. And so I think what has happened to me, like, you get so excited about the excitement and the thrill, you forget to balance that with gathering information. And whether you use these questions.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Hello? Hello, caller? Call back. Call back. I don't know what happened, but call back.
She'll get you on.
Yeah. All righty. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So it's just finding that balance of how you're going to gather information. So you could use the cards, you can use the 100 questions. Sometimes I recommend you do a devotional together. And then we talked about before, so when you get to those annoyances, it's about community as well. So I can go to Tim and say, you know, this guy does this and it drives me mad. What do you think? And he can give me some feedback. So I think it's really important to have community who can give you feedback on, do you continue to build the foundation with this person? Is this something you need to address with yourself or with them, so that you continue to build it on a foundation where you can decide whether you need to move forward or not?
That's good.
Because at some point, it's more than a connection. It becomes a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's
commitment
good.
And devotion.
If that call was for the show now, please call back. I don't know what happened. But call back, 740-383-9944. Okay, where was we at? That was good. And I liked it, the first, what was sex? Give us that number again, that
the
rundown.
The topics are sex, love, and romance, the past, trust, the future, children, annoyances, communication, which is a big one, finances, and then just like a catch-all. And there's about 10 questions under each topic.
Yeah. And some of those things aren't easy to even talk about.
Nope.
Especially when it comes to money.
Exactly.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah. But it needs to be spoken about.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
But that's after you got a connection and you're moving on in the relationship.
Don't do all this on the first day. I promise you, they're going to run away and probably not come back.
No, this is how to keep the connection going.
Right.
And it's being willing, I think, and Tim, tell me what you think. I think to keep the connection going, you have to be willing to let it go. So that means I have to be willing to go to those places that I might not want to go. And so I think a lot, because who wants to go back to dating and start over? We've already talked about no one wants to start over. But to have the connection, to keep it going, you have to be willing to let it go.
Right, and sometimes you have to.
You got to love yourself enough to let it go. Right. If that's the case, you know. Right.
And respect them. And
respect
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before, and Pastor Rowe talked about that on Sunday. Relationships are about honor.
Yes, he sure did, didn't he?
Honor and humility. And Tim has also talked about the humility part. But do we honor each other, and are we humble enough to have the hard conversations?
Sometimes. I guess it depends on how we're flowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, whether I'm comfortable enough or whether he's comfortable enough to go there and where we think we're going.
And I think a key thing is, let's say use those topics in the sense to pick somebody apart. Oh, you don't make enough money, or oh, you don't do this, or oh, you don't. You know, that's not
right,
the intention.
Right, right.
The intention is to have an idea and a perspective as to will we mesh well and where we're going, and can we get there together? Because you might be going to Cleveland, I'm going to Columbus. You understand? We're going two different directions.
Right.
You know,
that's true. That's so true, and that's really big. It all depends on how we're flowing,
mm-hmm.
how we're flowing. Smooth sailing, then we can move on to the next topic and the next topic. And it don't have to be all at once.
Absolutely. Yes. It shouldn't be.
Right.
Because then you are nitpicking.
Right.
Yeah.
If you do it all at once, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, you're just looking for a way out.
Yeah. What do you think about this? And I don't think so. And now it turned from should have been an honest conversation to an argument.
Right.
Now we're starting off on the wrong foot. Like, I ain't about to argue with you.
I know that's right. Right. Exit stage left, right?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm getting off this phone. Oh, they hang up.
And I think as women, it would do us good to say, hey, I have some things I wanted to run past you. You know, just let me know when it's good for you. And maybe even share the questions with him at first so he doesn't feel blindsided.
Right.
And then pick a date to talk about him. So, I mean, there's ways to do it that are honorable.
It sure is. It sure is.
Talk about over food. That's always
over
good.
Dinner, over yeah. dinner, yeah.
So,
I
nice
guess so.
Settings. Boom, boom, boom. You can't argue with
that's what my girlfriend did. She would take the cards when they go to dinner, and then she would like have him pick one, and she would pick one, and they kind of did that in the first 3 months of the relationship, which I thought was a really cool idea.
Did they stay together?
Yeah, they're going to get married.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Next
see?
August.
See? This stuff works.
Yes, it does.
It works, people.
Yep.
It works.
Yep.
Wow, and that's good to know, those of you who are listening. It works.
Yes, so and so that leads me to, speaking of her, one of the things that she did that I really appreciate is they made each other, I text both of you that Make It Last by Keith Sweat kept coming through my brain, and when I listened to it, what struck me was about making each other a priority. And so she did that. She did it balanced, because we can get out of balance where you just drop off the face of the earth. Nobody knows where you are. She didn't do that. But she made sure to be intentional with him to build it together at the pace that they both felt comfortable with. And so I really admired that, because she's a professional. She's very busy. But she took the time to make sure she made time for him and that they were going in the same direction. So, again, it's that tension between I want to spend time with you and get to know you, but you need to continue to develop yourself and continue to grow as a person as well, not just throw all your heart into a person, because then it's hard to let them go.
Mm-hmm. That's when you fall in love and you crash. Boom. Yeah, walk in love and turn. I tell you, I fall in love every day and I crash. Every day. Every day. Just hitting the ceiling every time.
Yes.
You know, I guess it's certain people that can come across your path, or you come across, and that you have an attraction to, you know, and you would like to get to know better. And I don't know, like we talked last time, some people come into your life because maybe God wants you to minister to them about something, or even pray for them, and you don't really know even how to pray for them, but it's sort of like, run these things past the Lord, like you're saying, you know. And then you mentioned praying for your spouse. So should I wait till somebody come across my path to start praying for my spouse, or should I always be praying for my spouse?
Yeah, I think it should. I think it should be some, like, you know, speak those things that aren't as if they are. I know I probably jacked that up, but y'all get the concept, right? Just, you know, you have to imagine. If you're trying to go, trying to do something, or you have to have some type of imagination, you have to just speak life into it. So if you do want that spouse, be praying for him, but also pray for yourself. She says, you know, Kimba said something that was very key. You know, you praying that somebody else change, but God will change you.
Right,
you
know, in the process.
And so I think that's key too. Be praying for that spouse, but also, in a sense, God will be preparing you for that person you're praying for.
Right.
Because it's just like you have the expectations. If I ask God for something, or if somebody asks me for $20 and I reach in my pocket, they'd be like, oh, you weren't going to give it to me in the first place. Like, you didn't even have no expectation of me giving it to you. All right, cool.
So
I ain't even got it
back.
Now. You know? Just, you know, so have that expectation. So I think that's powerful in prayer, to have expectation.
Right. And that humility, like you said, don't be jumping off ahead of time, or give a person time to respond to you.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of taking it for granted that he wasn't going to give it to you, you know, or not do it for you, or things like that. Mm-hmm. And like Tim has always also said, men want to be needed also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want a woman. They like to know that a woman can do everything, but don't want a woman to do everything when they're around. Mm-hmm. And that's a big difference.
Absolutely.
That's a big difference. So how do you allow the man to lead, Kimba?
Well, since you asked, I had to turn to page 2 of my notes.
You was ready, wasn't
but,
you?
So one of the things when I looked up about what a man needs in a relationship, again, I use this from Michael Todd's book, Relationship Goals. But he said men need honor and respect. Sometimes you have to let a man fail and don't try to fix him. He doesn't need you to be his mother. And I thought that was very interesting. And he gave an example with him and his wife and how he went out on a venture.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't agree with it. But she went ahead and supported him. And then once he got that, even though it was a consequence for their entire family,
right,
he got it like he never got it before.
Right.
So it is a very hard balance, but you do want the man to lead. And so, again, you have to decide as a couple what that looks like. But I always encourage young women, don't, if you're calling him every day and you're picking him up for dinner and you're deciding, don't get upset when it's 6 months down the road and he's not doing anything, because you've done it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can practice that even in dating. You can practice allowing him to take the lead. Something else that men need is support.
Right.
And he explained that in the book as your presence, your encouragement, your perspective, and your prayer.
Yep. And then let me elaborate on that. Presence doesn't mean like you're under me all 24/7. I just like the idea. Men, I can vouch for the men because I'm a man. We like the idea of knowing that you're around. You don't have to be under us, but the idea of, like, I have access to her. She's upstairs, she's downstairs, she's right here, whatever. But just not, like, all clingy-wise underneath, you know, can't breathe type stuff, smothering. Yeah, no.
So Tim said something on our last show that struck me that I this is one of the things I do know. There's a lot I don't know. But, you know, if he's playing ball, you know, he wants his woman or his wife to be there. And that's something I have learned over the years. So that's what presence means, you know. Sometimes that's sitting down on the couch watching football or going to an event with him. So, like, being present, being able to sacrifice to be supportive.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing was from what you sent me, Creflo Dollar.
Okay.
And he talked about the different roles between men and women. He has a couple of really good videos. All of them are titled Grace-Based Relationship. The one that you sent me, though, was called The Castrated Man.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really good. But what he talked about in that is, the word says in Ephesians that the man should lead the woman as Christ leads the church.
Right.
So if you look at how the church is supposed to follow God, then that's, as we as women, how we should be following that man.
Mm-hmm.
So again, back to dating, you need to be watching, is this man following Christ. Mm-hmm. Because again, you can't get married and be upset that he's not reading the word with you or not praying with you or whatever that looks like spiritual leader, because it's not going to change.
Right.
Or if he starts it off, you know, really, which is more my experience, like all gung-ho, and then we, you know, month six and year, you know, it's like not a priority. Well, then was it really a priority?
Right.
And again, these are they don't actually have to be deal breakers all the time.
Right.
But they should be communicated. Because when you get into a relationship and there's conflict, I want my husband, he did this one time and it was amazing. He grabbed my hand and we prayed together.
Right.
It's nothing like it. So you should be practicing that in dating. So that's what I think spiritual leadership looks like.
Mm. And the more you practice it, it just becomes natural. It
right.
just becomes the go-to thing, you know. And so it's a practice. If you're dating, practice for the marriage.
Yes.
You know, practice those things, you know, those healthy things that will make a sustaining, long-lasting marriage,
mm-hmm.
you know, that bond, because that's the goal, once again, to trying to bond with somebody. We're creating a bond,
right.
creating
yes.
a foundation.
Yes.
We're trying to become, in a sense, one in mm-hmm. mind, spirit, and heart, and all those things. You know, so just practice those, practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. You know, and we spoke about it earlier. Well, I spoke about it down at Dr. Mark's office. You said something about a woman giving all. Like, sometimes in a relationship, you can be the one that seems like you're giving all, putting in all the work and all this other stuff, and the other, the opposite party is not, you don't feel like
right.
they're doing anything.
Right.
You know, you have to be aware of that, because what's the result of that? Unappreciated. You feel unloved. You feel disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
You feel tired. You mm-hmm. feel all these things, and it's not a pleasant experience. So, you have to definitely connect with somebody that's giving theirs. It's got to be shared effort.
Right.
Shared effort on both
so
ends.
Good.
If it's all on one end, lead a relationship.
Yep.
And don't value time
yep.
over quality. Because I
yes.
see people do it all the time. They value the time
that's
of their relationship
so
over the quality of their relationship. Like, yo, your relationship's horrible. Sorry. I don't care if you've been together for 20 years.
Wow.
I don't. I'm going to call a spade a spade.
Wow.
That is so,
yeah,
that is so
true.
Good.
That's so true. Wow.
And the other thing that Dr. Creflo said, and his scriptures were 1 Peter 3 and Ephesians 5, if you want to look it up. But he said that he was talking about the Greek word, as God is the source of the church, the husband is the source of the woman. So your husband, your man should be nourishing you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I wrote
nourishes.
That down, because when I date next time, I'm not going to try to nurture, build. Like, I'm going to look to see what he's giving me,
mm-hmm.
too.
Absolutely.
And
I
fall into that all the time. Like, you know, because I grew up with, you need to be a helpmate. That's not that it's wrong, but I need to make sure I'm being nourished as well. And am I allowing him to nourish me?
Right.
You know,
right.
like that
right.
I have to look at myself as well. But there's so many times, like, I'm trying to be the good girlfriend and get along with the family. And it's like, no, is he going to be able to recognize what I need and what my nourishment is? And am I also going to listen to that
right.
and be open to that instead
right.
of being the one? Because we fall so often into worshiping that person and trying to please that person, it becomes out of balance. But when he said that, like, men are a source of nourishment by which all love flows.
That's right. Because nourishing means providing the necessary substance in
yes.
order for something to develop and grow. So as men, that's your job.
Yeah.
Your husband, farmer.
Right.
You know, and her job is to be a nurturer, meaning to care for
right.
the development.
That's true. And
growth.
So good.
Yeah, and I see it like he says, husbands, love your wives.
Love
like,
your wives.
You know, Christ loved the church. I mean, that's a nourishment. You're
yes.
loving that woman, and I'm receiving that.
Yes.
Okay, I have to receive that love that you're giving. So I automatically submit and give back.
Absolutely.
I'm already your helpmate.
Yes.
As long as you love me and show me that you love me, you know, or that you care for me. So
so you can see that in dating. You
yes.
know, if I'm going through a rough time, how does he respond?
Right.
If he's going through a rough time, how do I respond?
Right.
You know, and I, speaking of long time, there's a couple, and this woman, they've been together 18 years. She has never supported him. He had a stroke. She didn't even go to the hospital. And I'm like, I don't understand that. But it's like, it's not perfection, it's how can we walk in these roles that God has designed so that we are a reflection of what God wants us to be on the earth.
Right.
Because the purpose of relationship is fruitfulness. Mm-hmm. That's what it says in Genesis, right. Which is what Pastor Roe talked about.
Right.
So at every stage of your dating life, is it fruitful? Is right. it fruitful in our communication? Is it fruitful where our physical boundaries are? Is it fruitful on how we treat each other? Is it fruitful on how we interact with each other families? Like, do people leave us and watch us and think, there's something about that couple?
Right, right.
And how many couples don't do that? They right. don't. They look, and I told you all this a while ago when the last time I went out to dinner and I looked at this couple, they both are on their phones and my heart just broke. Like, what I wouldn't do to have what you two have right here.
Right.
And you're not even engaged.
Yeah.
And fruitfulness is a wonderful word, but a good fruit, because some people bear some bad.
That's
Nobody
true.
Wants bad fruit.
That's
I'm sorry.
True,
Nobody
Tim.
Wants the rotten fruit. I just don't. I don't. Maybe some people like it, but nah, you know what
true,
I mean? So
true.
Fruitfulness is a beautiful word, but, you know, are you providing those good fruits? Do you have more good fruit on your tree than bad fruit,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like we talked about in Bible study, in our book club, I mean, are you willing to prune?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
be pruned.
And be
yeah.
pruned.
You're right.
And that's part of the dating relationship, too. And I tell people, there's no rule that you have to start counseling. Like, you don't have to be together for 8 months. I mean, if there's
just
something
start.
You need to work on individually or even as a couple, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Get that
do
pruning
it.
Done. Because
that's
if this,
true.
Even if this isn't your person, you will be preparing for the person
right.
that God has
that's
for you.
That's true.
So
true.
You might as well go ahead and bite the bullet.
Amen. Amen. And this too. Does it bring glory to God?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so good. That's so good, Miss Linda.
Does it bring glory
that's
to God?
So
your
good.
Relationship, you know, your hookup.
Yes.
Has to bring glory to God, because if he's not in it, you don't have anything. That's just bottom line.
That's
you
so
don't
good.
Have anything, you know.
That's so good.
Vanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flesh.
So, and I'm learning that I have to move me out the way.
Yes.
I have to be out the way. Like you said, take these things to the Lord. Well, I can take them to the Lord, but I'm still in the way, and he
yes.
can't do what he need to do for a relationship or to bring the two people together. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's not about me. It's about you.
Yes.
It's about you, Lord. And once we put him in it, I think we all act differently.
Yes. And no, I just want to touch on something, too. When you said, let's say something goes wrong, allow that person to be there for you. You have to allow that person to be there for you, even if it's not in the way that you expected and or imagined. You know, and or imagine, but just appreciate the fact that this person put effort in, no matter what the way, the presentation of it. It could have just been a letter. It could have been, let me hold you, give me a hug. It might not have been in the way that you expected, but just be thankful for that person tried.
Yes.
Or put the effort forth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Had a friend like that. Everything I was going through, he was there. Yeah, he was there. But just a friend. Just a friend.
Well, you have to have all those elements in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mind, the soul, the spirit, and the body.
Yes.
And so, again, sometimes we vibe on two or three of those, one of those. And then on different ones at different times, can you find that person that you vibe with at all times? And that, it's not that that person is going to, we change and grow and develop, but can you be on this, like Tim said earlier, on the same path? And sometimes you can't, and so then they do get stuck in the friend zone.
Right.
When you can't move forward because
that's
you're
true.
Not moving forward in a place of unity that's
right.
going to bring glory to God.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you cannot compromise when it comes to the physical as
mm-mm,
well. Like Michael Todd has a whole chapter dedicated to that, but I just wanted to bring up a couple of things that he talked about. But one of the things that we talked about last time is we have to be proactive about these things. You know, you don't want to wait till midnight and the movie's over and you're sitting on the couch to have these conversations. So he talked about how to have safe sex, and I thought this was so interesting. The S stands for sacred. Are your bodies consecrated and dedicated to God? The A stands for anointed. Does God have the stamp on approval on where your physical relationship is today?
Does God had a stamp of approval?
F is faithful. You stay faithful to Him and faithful to then and you stay faithful to God, faithful to each other, remembering that your bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. So is your physical boundaries reflecting that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit? And then he said exclusive. You do not want to be the person to get married and have this laundry list of people that you want to give to your spouse. So
absolutely
not.
You don't want that.
You don't. And those of us that have already crossed those lines, you want to be able to say, I know this is 8 months in with this person. You're excited. You're going. But don't cross those boundaries.
Right.
Don't cross those boundaries too early. So he talked about that being exclusive, that the purpose of sex, the fruitfulness, is between a man and a woman who are married before God.
Before God.
So I thought that was really good because, again, I feel like that's a lot of times where you kind of go in separate directions. And today, if we're going to be real talk about it, because a lot of people don't believe that, aren't aligned with that, that's not their belief. And so you have to be okay, again, with letting that person go, even though everything else may line up.
That's true. That is so true. Wow. And so many times that gets in the way.
Yes.
And ruins everything.
Everything.
Whether you do it or whether you don't do it. It ruins everything, you know.
It's a place of regret.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I agree with that. I really do. And I also agree with the part where you said, Kimba, is he nurturing me? Because, you know, like I said, some people come in your life to minister, to be minister to. But you have to be careful with that, too, also.
Absolutely.
You know, so
you and I have talked about that. You want to start holding hands and praying, that's connection.
Absolutely. It is a connection.
I mean, you know,
and it doesn't take much
else
to connect.
It's gone. And so, you know, you just start talking. You have to really be careful about how you're emotionally connecting with someone.
That's so true. It doesn't take much.
It does not take much.
And that's something. The touch of humans.
Get crossed and
yes.
You thought one thing and they thought another, and all of a sudden it's a big ball of confusion.
Oh boy.
Somebody's going to be embarrassed.
Yep.
Oh.
It hurt.
Oh.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
It's over.
And crying.
That's true. That's true. Boy, you came with some meat, some steak today, Kimba. You brought a lot of steak to the table. You
steak
really
and
did.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Some gravy, right?
All right.
Absolutely. Boy, that was powerful. You brought some powerful stuff. Hopefully those of you who are listening really did get some good tips from Tim and Kimba today. They are a dynamic duo for this.
You.
Yes, absolutely for
Very
this
grateful.
Show. Thank you so much. I don't know who tried to call. I pushed call. I don't know. Somehow we got disconnected. I don't know. But hopefully, let that not hinder you from trying to call again. Now, we're getting ready to go off the air, but next Tuesday, 5:15 to 6, we are going to be doing singles, Choosing God's Best again, okay? And you will be able to watch Tim's live.
Yes, on my page.
Page on YouTube, and I'll share it with my friends, and Kimba will share it also.
Absolutely. Yep, on Facebook.
If you have any questions, please target it toward that live video there, and Tim can bring them up next Tuesday at 5:15 to 6 p.m.
Can I just talk about the
Holiday
Bash?
Yes, you can. Please
do. Okay, so our next Single Choosing God's Best event is Saturday, December 4th at 6:30. It's our Holiday Bash at the Harding Hotel downtown in the Garden Room. We're asking everyone to bring a friend and a gift, $10 gift for a man or a woman. So we look forward to seeing you then.
Also, we'll be doing a giveaway for a watch. So come on out. Have fun. See what God has for you. You know what I mean? And Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it to it. Come on out. Don't be shy.
Don't be
safe place. We're going to have fun, I promise you.
Yes.
Boy, time is going so fast.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That's how many weeks away now? two, three?
Sheesh.
I think it's 3.5.
3.5 weeks. Okay. Holiday bash.
Yeah, I think my daughter said something about Christmas. She said, it's so many days away. I said, uh-huh.
Okay. Countdown, right?
Yeah.
Countdown.
Already.
Well, thank you all for listening to
thank you.
Singles Choosing God's Best here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Please tune in again next Tuesday. Do not forget 5:15 to 6 p.m. Choosing God's Best. Till next time, be blessed and thank you all.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to